Okay. Thank you so much again for the in-person learning this year and also for supporting mask choice. I think Monday is going to be a great day for all the kids that can't wait to ditch the masks while being fully supportive for those that are not yet ready. Tonight, I would like to provide maybe a little public service, share what I have learned from an amazing group of highly qualified doctors that have gathered and presented a lot of research in a very open, transparent, and easy to understand way. The group is called The Urgency of Normal. Some of you maybe have heard about it. The website is urgencyofnormal.com for anyone listening that is interested. I think many of them are local doctors, and I believe quite a few of them are parents as well. So I wanted to highlight some of their findings that I think are very pertinent to the topic of mandatory masking. First and foremost, COVID is a flu-like risk to unvaccinated children. The source that this group cited was the CDC's own data. Yet the CDC does not issue a mass or strongly recommended bulletin at the beginning of every flu season, not that I've seen at least. And COVID risk to vaccinated healthy children is even lower. And teachers, staff, and family members are well protected by vaccination with a booster dose important for older age groups. Protecting the mental, social, and emotional health of students should be our top priority. So these are some of the summations of all the research that they've done. And I provided the website so everybody can really dig into the data themselves. In terms of student masking, I will read verbatim what these doctors are saying. Student masking has, quote, student masking has no scientifically established benefit in real world use. When an intervention's real world benefits are too small to measure, we should feel comfortable ending its use. Potential harms from long-term masking are poorly understood, and reports on mask removal have noted social and emotional benefits for students. Moving to mask optional policies and increasing school-based support and interventions for children will be crucial for student mental health. We recommend an immediate end to mandatory masking. Anyone who wants or needs to continue using a mask is free to do so, end quote. I would like to conclude by saying I fully support choice. Everybody should be highly respectful of individual students, staff, teachers' decisions on this matter. And again, greatly appreciate that we're moving forward in a mass choice environment. Thanks so much.
Thank you. So we're past our 10 minute limit for public comment. So I'm going to